We just heard John Kirby respond to calls for a ceasefire. Well, a woman brought those calls directly to the president at a fundraiser last night in Minnesota. Rabbi Jessica Rosenberg interrupted President Biden as he was speaking.
Very fine people on both sides. When I heard that, I knew.
Mr. President, if you care about Jewish people as a rabbi, I need you to call for a ceasefire right now.
No.
Biden did reply to her. He said he supported a pause, meaning, he said, time to get prisoners out. He also said he understood the emotion on both sides, but Hamas is a terrorist organization, flat out. Well, Rabbi Rosenberg is with the Rabbinical Council of Jewish Voice for Peace. She joins us, and Rabbi Rosenberg, we know you are an activist. This was not a spontaneous moment. What were you thinking, though, when you stood up?
I attended the event with the intent of bringing the issue of ceasefire to the president's attention because hundreds of people are dying every day and we need a ceasefire to save lives. What I was thinking as I did it was of the news every morning waking up and seeing the numbers of Palestinians' deaths go up and up, hostages, Israeli hostages not returned, and none of this violence bringing back any of the Israeli lives that were lost on the 7th. And I just feel so much urgency to support calls from Gaza and calls from the families of Israeli hostages for a ceasefire.
Well, and let's just be clear, you're part of a large community of voices, you know, people saying, don't do this in our name, Jewish people. We know that in Israel, many of those with that voice now saying stop the bombing, calls for a ceasefire, not in our name, are being called traitors. You heard people booing you. What would you say?
I have never felt more clear in my role as a rabbi and in my power as a Jewish person who's inherited a tradition of seeking justice and valuing all lives than in my actions last night. I became a rabbi inspired by the millennia of Jewish freedom fighters and the tradition of B'Tselem Elohim, every life is sacred. And I know that there is so much fear in the Jewish community right now that that's what's motivating anybody calling me or other of the hundreds of thousands of people of Jews calling for ceasefire. There's so much fear that's animating that call that we're traitors. I'm in a 3,000-year-old lineage, and I know very clearly what I'm fighting for.
Well, a poll from the progressive think tank Data for Progress showed that most U.S. voters, including an overwhelming majority of Democrats, favor a ceasefire in Gaza. 66% of respondents said the U.S. should push for a ceasefire, 80% Democrats, 56% Republicans. So this call is resonating here. But are you at all worried that that shade, if you will, that's being thrown on you, that you're somehow an anti-Semite or against Israel by calling for this ceasefire and backing the pleas of Palestinians, that your call is being co-opted by anti-Semites?
I think that that is all the more reason why the voices of Jews and allies are friends and family across the religious and cultural, across so many communities who are saying with one voice that there needs to be a ceasefire, that this violence against Gaza does not lead to Jewish safety. I'm proud of part of a broad-based movement of people who know that none of us are safe until all of us are safe.
Well, the president spoke to you. President
That's
Biden
right.
spoke directly to you, and he said, well, actually, I want to pause. Your thoughts?
I would have loved the chance to get to talk to him more in that moment. He seemed like he actually wanted to say what a pause would be. The opportunity to hear from him in that moment was very humbling, especially given the context of hundreds of thousands of people that have been shouting ceasefire now in the streets for weeks and weeks. He has unbelievable power, and he's the one who can pick up the phone and call Netanyahu today and put the full weight of U.S. aid behind support for ceasefire.
That's Rabbi Jessica Rosenberg of Jewish Voice for Peace, the woman who interrupted the president last night and got an answer from him when she called for a ceasefire. Rabbi Rosenberg, thank you.
Thank you so much.